He was never knighted, though he was buried in Westminster Abbey, next to Newton. He died at Down in April 1882. Mendel died 2 years later. Darwin's theory didn't really gain widespread acceptance until the 1930s and 1940s, with the advance of a refined theory called, with a certain hauteur, the modern synthesis, combining Darwin's ideas with those of Mendel and others. For Mendel, appreciation was also posthumous, though it came somewhat sooner. In 1900, three scientists, working separately in Europe, rediscovered Mendel's work more or less simultaneously. It was only because one of them, a Dutchman named Hugo de Vries, seemed set to claim Mendel's insights as his own, but a rival made it noisily clear that the credit really lay with the forgotten monk. The world was almost ready, but not quite, to begin to understand how we got here, how we made each other. It is fairly amazing to reflect that at the beginning of the 20th century, and for some years beyond, the best scientific minds in the world couldn't actually tell you where babies came from. And these, you may recall, were men who thought science was nearly at an end.